Okay, when I was about to graduate from the eighth grade, we went to Magic Joint School. And later on, Bob Hammett, we come along to this building when he was coming home with us one time from Manhattan, where we'd met him in a bus, and he says, "What's that Magic Joint?" And it was Magic Joint 3, and it was a joint district. But anyhow, it was about 6-7 miles from home. And I rode my bicycle over there to my eighth grade examination. And there was a young man there, by, his name was Wesley Sylvester. And so he wanted to know if he could ride my bicycle. And I said, "Yeah, you can ride the bicycle." Well, the way it was, I'd built my own luggage carrier out of, you might call it scrap metal. It was a piece of buggy tires and some little pipe that used to pipe acetylene around our lights in our house. And I made it with a hacksaw and a hammer and a vise, and it wasn't very neat, but you could tie your lunch on it or whatever you wanted to, and it served as a luggage carrier. So he took the bicycle. Instead of getting on a bicycle like you're supposed to, and he's old enough, you ought to know better, he was going to play like he was high old silver away. And so he got behind and he started running. He made a big jump to get on the bicycle, and he tore the whole crotch out of his pants. He still blames me for tearing up his pants, and I blame him for trying to show off, and it wouldn't have happened. And so on the way home, he said he walked and I rode, and he'd walked to the school. He lived about halfway there from where I lived, and he showed me his bicycle, and it was quite primitive. He couldn't afford a rubber tire for it. His dad wouldn't let him have it. And so he'd wrapped a hay rope around it and tied it with bale wire, and so it wasn't very resilient. But now he drives Cadillacs and I drive Mercury. And so that was the end of that deal.